It was 25 years ago on this date that Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing was released. The film about racial tension reaching a boiling point on a scorching summer day in the Brooklyn neighborhood of Bed-Stuy was hot. So hot, it sparked a national conversation about race. NPR's Shireen Marisol Meraji attended an anniversary screening here in Los Angeles with the director, producers, and original cast members.
This is Do the Right Thing's silver anniversary, but in Bed-Stuy in 1989, it was all about gold door knocker earrings, biker shorts, and boom boxes. The film takes place on the hottest day of summer on one block in one of the poorest neighborhoods in New York City, a block where African Americans and Puerto Ricans live, Koreans and Italians work, and the NYPD play dirty. And the way the movie explored racial tension and police brutality resonated across the country.
I lived in South Central, and it was like, wow, that happens over there? Like, cops do that over there, too? And it kind of created the conversation. It brought up the conversation.
It's date night for Jesse Bingham and his wife, Shantae. The married couple are standing in line, hoping to get into this sold-out screening of Do the Right Thing. Both were too young to see it in the theater, but they saw it on video as kids. Same with Lucy Castro, also from South Central LA, and her friend Autry Triplett, a Chicago native.
We were just talking about the liquor store on every corner and the demonstrations in the streets. Even back down to the way you got the fire hydrants being opened up in the middle of the summer just to cool the kids off.
That's not South Central, though.
No, that's not South Central. But we did have a riot.
Racial tension is in your face in Do the Right Thing. No need to read between the lines. There's even a montage with various characters yelling racial slurs into the camera right at you, whoever you are.
Dago wop, guinea, garlic bread, pizza slinging, spaghetti bending.
High jumping, spear chucking, 360-degree basketball dunking.
Slanty-eyed, me no speaky American, own every fruit and vegetable stand in New York.
Goya bean eating, 15 in a car, 30 in an apartment. Yeah, you!
But if you haven't seen it, don't think it's some bash you over the head with the injustices of the world kind of movie. It's not. It's hilarious. Too bad the funniest moments are not appropriate for a morning show on public radio.
I doubt that Do the Right Thing would be made by any studio today.
Tom Pollock ran Universal Pictures in the late 80s and greenlit the movie. He tells the packed theater in a conversation before the screening that studios today aren't as willing to produce original screenplays. Too risky. And director Spike Lee, who's also the protagonist Mookie, says risky is an understatement when it comes to this film.
It started at the world premiere in Cannes, where there was a segment of the press who did not want this film to come out, who were writing reviews saying this film was going to cause black people to run amok.
That this movie would cause race riots, whatever that is. So, of course, what did we do? We moved the release date up so we could take advantage of all that controversy.
After the conversation, it's time to watch Do the Right Thing on a big screen 25 years after it was released in theaters. But before we can all revel in Rosie Perez dancing and shadowboxing to fight the power during what some have called the greatest opening credits in film history, Michelle and Barack Obama make an on-screen appearance and reminisce about going to see Do the Right Thing on their first date.
Today I've got a few more gray hairs than I did back in 1989. You don't look like Mookie anymore, but Do the Right Thing still holds up a mirror to our society, and it makes us laugh and think and challenges all of us to see ourselves in one another.
And that's the truth, Ruth. Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.